So suppose we make some commitment, but then sometimes other schedule, other engagements come up, and then if we try to stick to that commitment, our overall balance of life gets affected. If you have to stay awake late to read Bhagavatam, then either we can't wake up for morning program or we feel sleepy throughout the day. So what do we do at that time? See, even when we talk about commitment, it is always better to see it more in terms of a direction for progress rather than the specific quantity of progress. So what that means is that rather than just saying that I'll read 30 minutes every day, that's a good plan, but it's as life often comes in the way of our resolutions. But when life comes in the way of the resolutions, that doesn't mean that we have to just give up going on the way. Sometimes just we may not be able to do. So instead of 30 minutes every day, if I plan, okay, I'll read 3.5 hours every week. On some days I may be able to read more, some days I may not be able to read more. So if there is an overall direction, this is the direction which I need to go. Just like if I am going, if say I am coming from the place where I'm saying Madhusudana repose to the temple here. Then if there's traffic, at that time naturally I'll have to move slowly. And now if I'm moving slowly because of traffic, that's unavoidable. But if after the traffic goes away, at that time also I will keep moving slowly. That is pointless. So like that, sometimes there's too much traffic in our life. And we cannot move forward. That's just acceptable. That's okay. But it's not that things are like that all the time. The problem happens when we make resolutions and we oscillate from one extreme where I think if I make a resolution, I must stick to it. In all conditions, no matter what happens. That's why I said that don't make resolution like stones in, like lines in stone. No. We have to be a little flexible. We have to be realistic. But the other extreme is we try to make resolutions like that, and if they don't work, then we go to the other extreme and think that we not make any resolutions only. That is also not desirable. So we can have overall balance. It's sometimes even a week may not be able to do anything. Sometimes even in the week, but we can have in a month. And sometimes this week I may not be able to study, but next week I can compensate. So if we have an overall sense of direction in which we are going, the resolution is primarily about the direction where we want to go. It's not about a specific distance that we cover every day. That distance is not in our control. But at least if we have a sense of direction where I want to go, then whenever the opportunity is there, I can grab that opportunity and then I can move onwards. See, if you don't have any resolution at all, then I think, oh, today afternoon I don't have anything to do. What should I do? Maybe I can study. Maybe I can chant. Or maybe I can, I don't associate with devotees. I can associate, or maybe yesterday night I slept for only 5 hours 50 minutes. So let me sleep for 10 minutes. And then 10 minutes becomes 1 hour or 2 hours. So if we don't have any direction also in our spiritual life, then the mind makes us choose the path of least resistance whenever we don't have anything to do. So it should never happen in our spiritual life that we have time and we don't know what to do. So if we have a plan, we'll be looking, okay, wherever I get time, then immediately I can start doing these things. So that's why we don't have to necessarily make the resolution an absolute commitment to a particular level of quantity of achievement. It should be a commitment to moving in a particular direction.